Shane, you're here to launch a foil cup. You follow Darren Gibson and James McLean. It's a good tournament for the three of you.
Yeah, it's great. It was huge, as I said. I just said there, like, it's the biggest buzz when you're a kid. You're playing in this big tournament, and that's where it all starts. And yeah, I'm delighted for the lads. They'll have a great week, and hopefully some good players come out of it.
Spoke to James last year, and he was still hurting from the defeat that he'd suffered as a player. It's obviously a really good occasion when you get to play on proper pitches and a proper kit and referees and stuff.
It's huge because you're not used to it, and then you go into a big tournament, and it's just a great week. And obviously, I was saying before, like, the buzz of trying to get in the squad, they only pick so many players, and it's great, and they're playing against better players than you usually do. So I'm excited, and hopefully, as I said, a few players will come out of it.
If we go back to the weekend, you had a good 70-odd minutes against America. Decent game, pretty hairy at times. Some of their challenges were a wee bit much.
Yeah, it was one of them. See, it was one of them games where it was. I could sort of tell it was the last game of the season, and it was good. It was just good that we got off the little three defeats in a row we had, so we just got a win for confidence. Obviously, a new squad together, and so they got that feeling of winning games for Ireland. And hopefully it can continue in the few big games for us now coming up September.
The end of an era, of course. John O'Shea retiring.
Yeah, legend, obviously. What a career he's had, what a man. I think you've seen all the people coming out and speaking about him. That's what he is and who he is, and he's a gentleman, and for a start, he was a great player for Ireland. And yeah, hopefully I can have half of his career, I'll be able to do it.
He must have been a great help to you when you came into the squad.
Huge, and even to this day, he still was. And he's great where you can go and you can ask him anything, and he's been there, done it, won it all. And yeah, he's a great player to have, and he will be missed.
There was talk, of course, and Martin was looking at a club job. You'll all be relieved that he stays.
Yeah, of course. I think he's great. He's obviously brought success to Ireland with the Euros, and we've had so close to going to the World Cup, but he's great. And yeah. It's just a transitions period now with new players, trying to get the right team, and so that'll be his challenge now, I'd say.
He's brought on quite a few new faces in the last couple of games.
So as I said, it can't just click straight away, and a couple of performances were probably weren't good enough, but he's just gelling us all together now, and hopefully we get settled and for the big games where it matters.
You have to talk about the World Cup. The playoff match that night was so great. It started so well for you.
I know, I thought I was going to be the hero at one stage. But it's disappointing. I said before, it's probably the worst night, a feeling I've had after the game, where you're one game away from a World Cup, but this thing you've got to take the highs and lows in footballs, and we'll bounce back from it, and hopefully we're at the Euros.
Club level, staying up, coming out of the championships hard, staying up's probably harder. Yeah. You've done well this year as a club.
Yeah, it's been great. I think everyone's took it on board and embraced it, and I think we've done ourselves proud of the performances we played, and we never really were in the bottom three all season, so it was a good season. Hopefully now the biggest thing is now doing it again. It's going to be harder, so bring it on.
Does Chris Hughton get the credit he deserves?
Probably not, but I think if you ask him, he probably likes going under the radar a little bit. And for me personally, he's been great, and for what he's done for the club, is huge success. And hopefully, he sticks around for a long time.